But if you're feeling tired, you wait till you see what we've got next. The tired old format. It's whose washing line is it anyway? And today on Whose Washing Line, what can you win? You can win this, right? It's an Alcazura 2795 answer phone. It gives you all the messages you need here, and well, it's big technology. And the family of the week, the brand new family of the week, are standing by to give us the clues behind a celebrity who's in the news at the moment. Do we have caller one who wants to win that screen phone? Who's there?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Lisa from Belfast.
Lisa in Belfast. Lisa, because we're trying to put some pep and vim and vigour into this hard old format, there are five clues, you know how it's played, to win that phone. Great prize, lousy competition. Do you want one, two, three, four, or five?
Three, please.
Wait for talkies to blow over there for a second. Number three, did you say? Number three. That's coming along here to Vino. Is it Vino or Hino?
Vino.
Vino, okay. Now, it's some medicine. Medicine. What would you say? In the news, I can't. It's a woman. Yeah. There you go. Have you gone under a tunnel? What do you say?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on. Say Barbara Cartland.
Barbara Cartland?
No, it's not Barbara Cartland. Thank you very much indeed for your call. Who's the second caller on the line?
Hello, Danny. It's Brian from Edinburgh.
Brian, let's snap it up a bit. Brian, which clue do you want?
I'll go for number... Four.
Number four, that's Mahalia, is that? Mahalia, what do you got? Ah, the red herring. Okay, thanks a lot, Brian, but bearing in mind the third caller always wins it anyway. Third caller, who are you?
Linda Halliwell.
You're going to get this easy. Which do you want? We've got left one, two, and five. What do you wish?
Number two, please.
Number two. The number two clue, Asha, is? It's a Max Factor perfume. What do you say? What do you think it is? Nope, not going to get anyone. Anybody. English Rose. Clue number five. Les Jardins. What is that by? Then I don't even get that clue. Any ideas? Could you call Chris on that phone and see if he's got an ad lib for this point? We've got clue number five. Is there a caller number four? Or did we think it'd be gone by three? Caller number four.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Alan.
Alan, where are you?
I'm in London, mate.
How the hell are you, Alan?
I'm great.
I think we've got time for that.
I haven't got a clue, though.
Alan, all that's left is number one, I think. Number one, because I've given you number five. So number one clue, Arthur?
Yes. A wig.
It's a wig.
Yes,
so we have a wig. We have some Jardin perfume. We have some medicine. We have a red herring. And right at the end here, Tato, you had an English rose, right?
Yes.
An English rose. What do you think?
Jardin rose.
An English rose.
Rose.
No, I'm not going to give it to them. They've got to get it. Oh, boy, if my clip falls in front of the camera here, you tell me if that happens, because that'll just give it away. What do you say? No? Because we don't want you to see more. We don't want to see more with that.
Jane Seymour.
Thank you very much indeed. Boy, we've got to pension this off, haven't we? It's Jane Seymour. Thanks to the family. You're getting that wonderful phone. Here's the crunch with Dan. Oh, with Dan.
What?